History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Third straight nomination, Walter Payton Man of the Year. Obviously, that goes beyond football, and it's not something new to you. But to continue to receive that recognition, what does that mean to you?
It means consistency. You know, I think that it means someone knows their true self and who they truly are. I think also it means that to the core that what's going on is not fake, for it to be the third time. And it's always and will always be my biggest honor. Even when we win the Super Bowl, even when all that stuff goes, you know, like the Super Bowl is beautiful team thing, you know. Even winning Walter Payton, the nominee, it's still a team thing because I have a team of people that help me. But when it comes down to it, like, I will have, you know, that patch when that comes, and I will, you know, be in that world with the rest of the honorable and great people that have won that award. And it can't be bought. It can't be faked. And it's a true honor every year. And I don't expect it every year. Like, I don't just say, oh, I'm still here, I'll get it again. You know, like we bust our butts in the community every single year. Every off day, every Monday, sometimes even Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. Like, we're in the community. And it's a full-time job. And I am honored to be able to work for the community and to serve and to be one of those people that, you know, like the people in the city and the people that are part of the Dreamers can lean on. But it's a true honor. You know, like, three times, it's beautiful, but it's like the first time every time. And I'm honored. And why? Because it's the first time every time is because, like, you know, it's voted from my teammates. It's voted from the coaches. It's voted from, you know, like some of the leaders in the community. And every year we have a different football team. So with having a different football team, that means that, you know, you kind of have to show who you are every year. And people are going to have to see whether it's real or whether it's fake or whether you're doing it just for this or whether you're doing it just for that. But it's a true blessing. It really is.
Do you have a particular moment or events that maybe stands out or has had, like, a long-lasting impact more than you thought it would?
You know, they all do, but I'm going to be honest. I have one that's coming up on the 10th, and it's with Wester, and I'm partnered with Wester. Like, I'm a Wester, like, guy, and, you know, Beth never really, like, wants to get credit for the beautiful things that she does. But, you know, Beth is one of those people that runs West Her, as well as Lash and Brad and Scott. Like they're all a team of people that have gravitated around me, and I've gravitated around them. But, you know, Beth is a special person, and she helps lead, as well as Abigail. Abigail helps specifically hip-to-hip with the Dreamers. And on the 10th, like, we're going to be, like giving away, and I mean a ton of toys, like a ton of toys, bags and gift bags, and to all these different schools around the community. But why I think it's going to be uniquely different is because, like, you know, in a lot of ways, like, Jamarcus Ingram, like, he follows and he just learns and he just listens, and he allows me to coach him, and he allows me to, you know, mentor him in a lot of different ways, like, whether it's drifting, whether it's football, whether it's trying to be to have a fiance and with having a wife and with being a man, right? Like, he allows me to lead and to tell him things, right? But, you know, Jamarcus just launched a book, and with this book, like, we're gonna put in every single one of those gift bags for what we give away. So we're gonna buy a bunch of books, which will help him and his foundation and his thing. And he will also be able to bless some people with sharing his love with his book to the people that we're showing love to through West Her and through what we're doing. And I think that that's gonna be, like, one of my favorite ones, because it'll be the first time that, you know, somebody has actually wanted to, you know, jump in and help. and to do his part. And I'm honored to be able to do that and say that. But I think that one will be the most special. But every event is special. Whatever that newest one is, it hits different every single time. I can't pinpoint and give one all of that credit, so I'm going to talk about that next one. And I'm honored to do so.
When did you first start to realize how important service and community was to you and who you wanted to be?
You know, I was a kid. Like, I was literally a kid, always helping, always trying to, you know, make somebody smile, understanding feelings. And that started when I was a kid, like a kid, understanding feelings. And when you understand feelings, then you understand where you need to be or what you need to do for somebody else that might not have a positive feeling on that day. And, you know, like, this is all really just to make somebody feel better and to make their situation better. And with making somebody feel better, it could put a smile on their face if they're frowning. And if their situation is bad, if you do something for them, their situation can get better, which can make them smile and be happy with a better spirit on a daily basis. And when it comes down to life, I just want to see people happy. And if my part in life is to put a smile on somebody's face or wear some Oakley goggles and get a reaction or whatever, like that, whatever that is, I'm happy to be that vessel that I could do so.
How did you find out that you're pregnant?
Well, McDermott told us in the team meeting. And McDermott told us in the team meeting, and like very small, but it kind of flew over. And then, you know, the team told me and my team told me, and it was just like, you know, Deion, like don't change who you are, but, you know, congratulations that you're the Walter Payton, Buffalo Bills Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee for the third time. And it hits solid every single time. And even with thinking and hearing it and saying it, like, it's just one of those things that you really cannot, you can't buy. And with being able to have resources to buy a lot of things now in life, you know, like, you cannot just walk into Walmart and be like, I want that trophy, or, you know, I want you guys to say this about me, or, you know, it's just a real thing that I'm thankful for.
What have you learned about yourself?
That far from perfect, and I always need room to grow. And as soon as you think that you might, you know, have it like figured out, something changes and you have to alter. But I've also learned that that when you dream, like, dreams are visions in a lot of ways. Dreams, like physical dreams, like when you dream, they're visions. But to have the dreams you're supposed to have, you need to know who you truly are in life. Like, if you fake it, you're gonna have fake dreams. Like, you're gonna be running around, running real fast, and, oh, I just won an Olympic medal. Like, bro, I ain't winning no 400. I'm 340 pounds, right? Like, what you running around for, right? But when you really know your true self, as you rest your body and you dream, your dreams tell you, your brain tells you, and your soul will tell you who you truly are and what you really need to be doing on a daily basis. And at the point that I'm at now, you know, I'm a football player, and I have a mission to help this place win the Super Bowl, which is why I was brought here. But once this is done, I go on to a different chapter. And that chapter is, who knows? But I know that my vision now is I need to be the best football player for 17 and for my coaches, and I need to be the best person for my family, as well as the best person for my community, which I'm a part of. So I just plan on doing my part, but knowing your true self so you can have your true vision or your true dreams can tell you the messages that they're supposed to tell you is what I've learned over this journey. And, you know, people are real, and with people being real, you have to understand how to deal with people. There's so many different people. There's white people, there's black people, there's Asian people, there's Haitian people, there's Africans. There's all type of people, and you have to know how to deal with different people and to be able to communicate. Whether you're having a high energy, it might scare somebody away, or you have to go in nice and calm so you can get a message through. But just understanding self and what you have to be at and what tone you have to be at to get the message across.
You mentioned being a part of the community,
yeah,
and how you are a part of it too. Why is that so important, that you're not just hosting events, but you're actually having these interactions,
yeah,
and you know, having real interactions with people?
Well, because I'm really here. I'm really here, and I've been here for 8 years. And I say this all of the time, you know, like, I'm from Jersey. I went to school in Philly. But this is the place that I've lived at the longest with being in full control of my life. Like, I have kids here. I have a fiance here. Like, I have football here. I have my job. Like, I've lived in Buffalo 8+ years of my life. Consistently, when I'm in control, I get to know what gas station I'm going to, whether it's Delta Sonic. Like, I know where I'm going. I know where I'm getting my car washed. Like, I am in control of my life here at this moment. And this has been the longest place that I've been in control of my life in one place. You know, Jersey, I was a kid. I was underneath my mom and dad's roof. You know, I was under their rules. Now I'm branched out as Snow, right? I'm in control of my life. And that's why, because I'm a real piece of this community now, and it's not and for fake. Like, this is really where I want to be. This is really where I'm at. You know, Buffalo is where the Dawkins will be, and where eventually I will rest.
What was it like yesterday seeing Micah come back in?
Crazy.
Here, and what does it mean to you to have him back?
Crazy. You know, it was insane thinking and always hearing the rumors of Micah might be back. Yo, his locker is still here. What's going on? What's the secret? What's not the secret? Why ain't they telling us? Where's Micah? Where's Poyer? You know, where's the guys? But seeing them, it's a beautiful thing, because, you know, Micah is one of those pieces that has been here forever. And he's been a piece of this puzzle. He's been a piece of this journey. He's went through those losses. He's went through the wins. He's went through the heartbreaks. He's went through the snowstorms. He's been here. And to see him back with that Bills uniform on and running out to practice, it's pretty cool. One of the first things that I told Micah was, it took you long enough, and you're skinny. He's too skinny right now. I told Micah, go upstairs and eat some food, bro. Because, you know, like, he lives in Cali, so he's used to eating avocados and all this little, you know, apples and all this pretty stuff. Bro, this Buffalo, man. Go have a slice of pizza, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, but just me, you know, just joking with him. But I called him skinny, and I'm happy that he's here. 2-3 years back, and that energy bubble that's walking around this building is the coaches think and the players think as well, is what we needed, you know, that positive Micah feel of the aura of Micah Hyde. And, you know, I'm thankful to support him, and I'm thankful to continue to welcome him back with the warm welcome.
What can his presence do for not only his position, but the team as a whole?
Teach, you know, just continue to teach and to be that leader, you know, of knowledge of the game. And with Micah being present, you know, Micah will give gems that somebody might not know, or support when things are going bad, support when things are going good, because he's had success, and, you know, he's had the other side too. So for the new guys, really not the new guys, but for the guys that are in playing at a consistent basis, it's drastically different for a lot of people. Micah and Poyer were here tag teaming this for a long time. So they were out there during those big games, during those long moments, during that. And for him to be here, I think that he's going to sprinkle some of his gems of knowledge to the guys that need it. Even the guys that are not on defense, the guys like that on offense. Like, all right, guys, look, like, you know, it's a shorter day. You know, like, you might, like, want to go and do this, but you need to hit that training room just a little bit longer today and then go about your day. Like, different things. So the coaches know and what they're doing, and I support them.
Well, we talked with Sean earlier this week. He talked about seeing you grow from when you first came into the league and being on the leadership council now. Yeah. And he said he wasn't surprised necessarily, but that he's proud of you and sort of the player and person that you've become. When you hear those words from your head coach who's seen you grow from when you first entered the league, what does that mean to you?
That dad is happy with his son. You know, I'm making dad proud, right? That's what I think that and that coach thinks, because in a way, like, but like, we're coaches' kids, man. Like, but like, he's birthed me, right? Like, I've been birthed in this league through his management, through his leadership, through his coaching. I've only had him as a head coach. So he's the only head coach that I know of and in the NFL. And I just think that sees it as, you know, a nice hat tip or a head nod that, you know, I did him right. I put him in the right position to win on the field, off the field, as a man. You know, I've been a good leader and I've been doing the right things, because we all look, we all learn, we all see how he is as a dad, we all see how he is as a coach, we all see how he is as just a regular person. Like when he takes that coach hat off, which he very rarely does, but you guys seen it last game when he did the Snow Angels, right? That was one of the first times that I've seen coach actually like, hey, you know, great, you know, but we're seeing a lot of things in real time. But I think that coach just sees it as, you know, like he did one of his guys right, or as I call it, dad. That's pop, man, you know?
Why do you think that happened?
What think that's happening this year? He's settling or relaxing more.
Every day, people get better or they get worse. I think it comes down to coach stacking more positive days than negative days. And he's stacking consistently positive days in practice and meetings. And as a man, he's just stacking them up. And who knows, maybe yesterday or the day before the game or the day of the game, all those Jenga chips just fell over. And it might have just been just that little bit to take him there. But we see it and we feel it every day.
There's something different about this team. Because I think, because
you tell me.
I feel like it is.
It is.
I mean, I see that Snow Angel thing. And yeah, to me, I mean, the observation I made, I thought back to that, like, can't touch this video. Remember you guys dancing before the wild card game against the Colts? Uh-huh. And you went on the run. And it just feels, at least externally, like something's different. Do you feel that internally? Is that a correct observation?
I don't want to get nobody in trouble. But it's drastically different. Our quarterback is engaged. It's drastically different, you know? There's love in the air, man. Nah, man, it's a beautiful thing, right? But it is drastically different. And, you know, I'm a jokester, I'm Dion, but, you know, we all stem from the head. He touches that ball every single play. And not to say anything bad that ever happened was because of anything. That's not what I'm saying. But when he is fully right and he feels fully complete, we have the best shot of winning. And my quarterback, which what I take very, very serious, is right. Mentally, physically, emotionally, you can see how he smiles. You can see how he is on interviews. You can see how he is running on and off of the field. You can feel how he's playing. You can feel it. You can literally feel how that kid plays ball. And that's what's different, you know? It stems from 17, and the rest trickles down, you know? That's why I take so much pride in being All-Pro Snow. Like, I want to be the best version for him, because he has shown me the best version of Josh Allen currently. And next year, it'll change to a better version. And every year, so for after that. But yeah, you know, 17 got, you know?
We're all
finger. I mean, opposite. I don't know. I'm, you know, you know. Don't hold me to that, man. I don't got no ring on yet. I should, you know, if guys wore rings, I would have one on. But, you know, my lady got one, you know. Go ahead.
Deion, David Edwards is facing his old team this week. What have you learned about him since he joined the Bills, and this season especially, just as a player and a person? What have you learned about?
I love Dave, bro. I've learned that Dave is so cool, bro. He's just uniquely himself. He's just a guy. He's just a guy, man. That's just who he truly is. You know, like, Dave's not gonna walk into a game with the Balenciaga fit on and all. He's not gonna do that. But what he is and gonna do, he's gonna play ball the right way. He's gonna communicate on the line. He's gonna assist with Connor and helping direct the traffic of everything. He's going to do his part. But I've learned that he's a really, really dope dude, man, because I get to physically talk to him and be right next to him every single play, and I pick on him. So me picking on him and him ping-ponging it back and us just making it right, you know, I always say that I'm honored, but I am honored. I'm honored to help him grow. I'm honored to push him to be a better lineman. I'm honored to make him whole in a lot of ways, because Connor is on one side and I'm on the other. And me and Connor literally help create what Dave is, as well as Dave is himself. But, like, you know, like, we're only as good as our our partner and our like weakest link. If Deion is doing great and he's doing bad, it'll never work. But since Dave is doing good and Deion is doing good and Connor is doing good and everybody's doing good, it all flows and goes the right way. But I love Dave. That's my boy.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.